Okay, everybody, I'm Karen Harkless, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Okay, I got a list of things I wanted to share with you on this beautiful December 1st day. You know, it's Giving Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. Now, Giving Tuesday, have you heard about it? You're probably getting a lot of emails in your box today on Giving Tuesday. It was actually something that was started by the 92nd Y, which is a, it's a place, it's a center, that's the word I was looking for, which is in Manhattan, and they do a lot of wonderful programs there, and they came up with the concept of Giving Tuesday. So we have Black Friday, which was the day after Thanksgiving, where everybody's supposed to rush into the stores and buy stuff for cheap. And then we have Cyber Monday, where everybody's supposed to rush in online and buy all kinds of goodies. And then when you're saturated with consumption and feeling maybe a little guilty, on Tuesday is when you give back and give to charitable organizations, organizations that are doing good on so many levels. And I want to let you know that my nonprofit, Responsible Eating and Living, is one of those charitable organizations, and we certainly appreciate donations on Giving Tuesday and any day of the year, because what we do at Responsible Eating and Living is give all year long. Everything on our site is free. That includes hundreds of recipes, food shows, news reports, articles. Everything's free, and it's for anyone who wants it. And I know we got a lot of traffic for Thanksgiving because more and more people, fortunately, are looking for delicious plant-based items either for themselves or for guests that they're having. And it was really fun to see how many people were looking at some of our recipes. And I think they're great because we made a lot of them for our Thanksgiving and got to enjoy them on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Actually, on Sunday, we decided, okay, it's enough of all of this great, rich food, and put it in the freezer. And then after going for a really long walk Sunday night, we came home and thought, maybe just one more day we really want to enjoy these leftovers. So fortunately, things hadn't gotten too hard, and we were able to heat some of them up and have a nice dinner. But, you know, I am affected by those holiday meals. I enjoy them, and I want to think that the foods that we make are healthier than your traditional fare that you can get because we don't use animal foods. All of the foods that we buy are organic, but we do tend to salt and oil and sweeten some of the holiday foods. And when you're not used to eating salt and sugar and oil, a little bit can go a long way and make yourself feel out of balance. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm confessing. I'm feeling it. I've enjoyed all those foods, but I'm really very, very happy to get back to oatmeal and kale salads and soups. Those are the foods that really make me feel good. And don't we want to just feel good? And I want you to feel good. And that's why another thing I wanted to talk about is I'm opening up my coaching program towards the holidays and a little after, freeing up some time in my schedule to do some private one-on-one coaching. And if you go to ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com and click on the coaching page, you can see that I have some holiday specials that you can take advantage of, and you can start with a free consultation that I'm offering. So find out more about that at ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com and go to the coaching page. And I try and share as much as I can about living this plant-based lifestyle at my website, ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com, with my daily blog, What Vegans Eat. I share everything out there for those who are interested, but some people need a little extra attention, individualized attention, and I am offering that between now and at the end of January with a special holiday rate. Okay? If you have any questions, you can email me at info@realmeals.org. I always want to mention that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the holidays coming up and giving, because this is Giving Tuesday, and whether you decide to support charitable organizations or not, that's up to you. You certainly can get a tax deduction when you do that. But it is a holiday time, and I know a lot of people are thinking about gifts for the holiday and what to buy. And I want you to keep in mind, I know it's tempting to go for the sales. A lot of us don't have unlimited income so that we can buy absolutely everything, and we want to get good value. But it's always important to connect the dots and know where things came from. For example, chocolate is a very popular item to buy for gifts, all different kinds of luxury chocolates packaged in different ways, all kinds of treats. And I want you to think about where that chocolate comes from. We did a chocolate story, you can find it at Responsible Eating and Living, where we talked about a number of issues related to chocolate. There are some brands that may contain high levels of cadmium and lead. And then there are the companies that buy cocoa beans from areas in the Ivory Coast that use children, child slaves, to harvest the cocoa beans. So when you are thinking about celebrating and doing lovely things and buying wonderful products that you want to give to those you care about and love, think about where these things come from. I think that's kind of a responsible thing to do. And you can find out more at the by watching our chocolate story report at ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com. And the Food Empowerment Organization has a wonderful list about which chocolate companies have been transparent about where they get their chocolate. And all the ones that have been transparent, of course, are not getting their cocoa from groups that are using child slaves. So you can pretty much assume that the ones that are not transparent are unfortunately still supporting that kind of horrible activity. And you don't want to do that, do you? So that's chocolate. Now, there are other kinds of items, luxury items, things that we like to buy during the holidays, especially clothing, for example. Now, I'm a vegan. Surprise. Are you surprised? I've been a vegan for 27 years now. And part of being a vegan, in addition to not eating food that comes from animals or animal byproducts, another piece of it is using non-human animals for other things. Personal care products, lotions and makeups, and articles of clothing. So that's a big one. Leather and fur and wool. I mentioned last week we were at the Anti-Fur Society Conference and Cruelty-Free Fashion Show. And I would recommend checking that little video out because you can discover many of the new cruelty-free companies that are popping up that are making beautiful, beautiful clothes from natural and synthetic fabrics that do not come from animals. You know, a lot of people think, for example, that wool from sheep is a natural and beautiful thing. But just like anything, even like the maca we were just talking about, if people can make money from it, there will be exploitation. And with the maca right now, we're seeing the exploitation, people coming in with big suitcases into Peru and taking raw maca root products out of the country illegally. Just with sheep, if you read about the process, for the majority of wool today, it's horrendous. The sheep are treated very poorly. They're sheared very quickly. They have a lot of bruises. Their tails are frequently snipped. Of course, there's no anesthetic. And they grow these thick these thick coats that are supposed to protect them during the winter. And often what happens is they get sheared before the winter, and then they're given these little coats to wear. And it's not a pretty picture. So wool, although it may seem like a lovely thing, and people may like to knit their own wool sweaters or get very lovely, warm sweaters for the holidays, wool is not a happy fabric, unfortunately. Now, there may be some small farmers out there that are treating their animals a lot nicer. I personally don't want to take from any non-human animal, and I just don't think it's right. And we have so many wonderful materials that are available for us today that are warm. For those of you who are into really high-tech winter sports, wool is an outdated material. There are more high-tech fabrics today that are available that function a lot better, that keep us warm in wet weather and keep us dry, keep us from getting sweaty. So lots of things to think about. There are more and more companies today that are creating pocketbook bags for men and women, and shoes that are not made from leather. And again, you can find out more about some of the vendors that do that if you watch our little video from the Anti-Fur Society Conference and Cruelty-Free Fashion Show. Okay? Now, another thing that goes on during the holidays is stress. It's supposed to be a time of joy. It's supposed to be a time of giving. It's supposed to be a time of goodwill to all. And I'm all for goodwill. I really believe in goodwill. But a lot of people get particularly stressed out during these times, buying and shopping and trying to get the right gifts. And there's a lot of grumbling going on. And a healthy diet, number one, can help you deal with stress. So when you're eating healthfully, you don't have as much inflammation, and you're able to manage things that can hit you during the day that may not be as calm and even as you may like. But there are other ways to manage stress, and although I like to say it's all about food, there is food for the mind, there's food for the soul that's not necessarily the food that we put in our mouths. And from time to time on this program, we've talked about meditation. We've talked about emotional issues. And during this time, all of those sensitive emotional buttons that we have can be triggered. I wanted to give an example. I like to talk about tuning in love on this program, and I didn't mention it just until now, and I'm glad I remembered to say it because I wanted to say it every day. And this is something that I recommend we all do, tune in love. And during this stressful period is a really good time to tune in love. So here are some suggestions or examples. Lots of long lines are going to be out there, right, when you're buying gifts or whatever. And standing on a line can be really, really frustrating. You have a lot to do, places to go, people to see, and the stress piles on. When I find I'm in a long line, I like to do a yoga pose. It's called Mountain Pose. It's a standing meditation. And here's a time where you can choose to get really grumpy, and then when you're really grumpy, you're grumpy to other people and you make them grumpy. Or you can give yourself a little gift. You're standing in line. There's really nothing that you can do. And you can just stand there, breathe deeply. If you've ever done Mountain Pose, you stand on your feet, flat feet, almost shoulder width apart, and you start from the bottom up, stretching your body upward to the sky. And that means lifting your kneecaps and engaging your forward thigh muscles, lifting them up, and then squeezing up your butt muscles. And from there, you engage your abdominal muscles. And then think about your vertebrae stretching upward, keeping your shoulders down, breathing evenly, keeping your chin down. And then just continually repeating this cycle. And you're standing there, you're breathing, and you're feeling good. feels good, you feel strong, you feel centered, and then the next thing you know, it's your turn, and you haven't gotten all stressed out. I also wanted to share a story. I was on the subway. Now, I live in New York City. I don't have a car, and I did this intentionally. I moved specifically to a place that was near a subway stop, and I don't need to have a car, and I think it's very, very liberating. But there are times when the subway can be very crowded, and it also can be a scary place, depending on what's going on in the political world or who may step on into the car, into any subway car at any particular time. But I still love it. I think it's a great way to get around. And I was in a subway car the other day, and these two people came on. And one was a woman. She was a large woman, and she was very, very angry. And then this other man came on. He was also on the large side. They didn't know each other, but she was yelling at him. I don't know what he did, but he really bothered her. And the place was crowded, and she was yelling at this guy. And you could tell everyone around them was very uncomfortable, but nobody wants to do anything. Because even though we're all so close together, we want to stay as separate as we possibly can. And I thought for a moment, what can I do? And then I thought, tune in love. This woman has experienced so much anger. Now, I don't know if this guy did anything right or wrong. I have a feeling that he didn't. And I started creating a backstory that this particular woman has been abused and has struggled most of her life, and so she's very sensitive, and we were just seeing the result of a lot of exploitation and misfortune. I could have been totally off base, but it made me feel better thinking that her anger was from something unrelated to all of us, and that if we could all just spread a little sunshine and spread a little love, it might be more helpful to strangers that we don't even know. And this man that she was targeting caught my gaze for a moment, and I just looked at him, and I said, I mouthed, send out love, think about love. And that's what I imagined. I imagined enveloping all of us in love. And what else can you do, really? So in this very stressful time, you can get wrapped up in the grumpiness of it, you can feed yourself with all the stress and anxiety and tension, or you can turn in love and you can share it with everyone else. And I'll tell you that when you do that, it may sound all woo-woo-wah-wah and gooey-gushy, but you know what? In the end, it feels good. And while I'm on this planet, I want to feel as good as I can every day. It's important. Don't, I talk about exploitation, and we have a habit of exploiting whoever we can, whenever we can, to profit. That's the global we, when I say we. Not only am I against exploitation and taking advantage of humans and non-human animals, but exploiting ourselves, treating ourselves badly, knocking ourselves. We need to take better care of ourselves, because when we do, we can do a lot more for everyone else. Now, this time period, this holiday season that's coming up, is really supposed to be about service, giving to others. This is Giving Tuesday, and I'm just using the opportunity to talk more about giving, not just today on Tuesday, but every day. And these holidays are coming up, and it's all about goodwill and doing good, and the world needs a lot more of that now. So my question to you is, what are you doing? What are you doing to be of service to others? I'd really love to hear it, because when I hear about what other wonderful things people are doing, it makes me feel good. We too often hear about all the crummy things that are going on. Well, we need to hear about all the good things that are going on. So I encourage that, and I would love for you to share your stories with me. I am actually tomorrow, I know today is Giving Tuesday, but my Giving Tuesday is going to be on Wednesday. I was recently at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Hospital. It's one of the biggest cancer hospitals in the country, and it's here in Manhattan. And I was unfortunately with a family member who is going through ovarian cancer. As I mentioned before, I've been there with ovarian cancer. And we went, they had these activities for the patients, which was really lovely. So we went and heard a comedian, and the comedian was finished a little early in the hour, and everybody was still sitting there waiting to be entertained. And my cousin volunteered me and said, I'm a professional singer, and I could sing. Now, I can't say I was really happy about that. I wasn't prepared, and I didn't have any music with me, but I looked all around and saw all of these people, and I thought, that's the least I can do if I could get up and sing a song, and it can make their time, their miserable time in the hospital, any bit better or lighter. I would be happy to do that. Well, I did, and I was invited to come back and give a concert. Tomorrow, I'm giving a concert at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center Hospital, and that's what I'm doing for my Giving Tuesday on Wednesday. Got it? Good. Let's see. We just have like 2 or 3 minutes left. And did I cover everything that I wanted to? Oh, we just have 2 minutes left. Okay. Let me think. Oh, yeah, you know, the last seed I wanted to plant here is we've got those climate talks going on in Paris, and I don't know what's going to come out of them, but I cannot reiterate enough how important a plant-based diet is for our climate. And many people talk about the difference between raising animals in factory farms versus raising animals grazing, more humane. And what we've come to learn, unfortunately, is that when we confine and intensify animals in factories, it creates less greenhouse gas, and it's more cost-effective. It's horrifically cruel, but more efficient. And never do we compare those options with growing organic plant foods, because that's the cleanest way that we can do it, and that's the best way, in my opinion, to solve the crisis we have with our climate right now. We all need to be getting back to eating organic plant foods. So I just put that out there, and I encourage you to do the same. And you can find me at responsibleeatingandliving.com. I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me, and please don't forget to send me a message when you get a chance at info@realmeals.org. Okay, so tune in, love. That's your assignment, and have a delicious week.